Joining us right now, though, is the manager of the Oakland Athletics, former center fielder for the San Diego Padres. Mark Kotze is with us. Kotze, it's been a long time. It's good to have you on with Ben Higgins, Stephen Woods here in San Diego. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, man. Welcome home, number one.
It's good to be home.
And number two, have you ever seen anything like what happened yesterday? Well, I don't mean to laugh, but it was an insane play. Kikuchi gets up off a Gatorade bottle, completely takes out your first baseman with like one of the better tackles I think I've seen, even watching a lot of NFL.
Red card, I heard targeting. Yeah. I mean, if this was another sport, this would be a serious infraction.
Yeah, it was quite the event yesterday there. I don't think Tyler saw it at all, saw it coming. So you get de-cleated in a baseball game. something that you can talk about for a while, for sure.
You know, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, why is everyone sitting outside the dugout like it's some Sunday league game? And I understand, you know, there's a lot of space over there. Obviously, the foul territories are legendary there in Oakland. But if you slow it down, it looks like he looks up and says, oh, I'm going to take – it's Kikuchi would never do that. Like, no one would ever do that to another player. It was just one of those weird, weird scenarios. When you saw it, were you like, did I really see what I just saw?
I was kind of concerned about Tyler.
Sure, yeah.
When he got taken out. But, no, and then Guccione, who's the first base umpire, was like, I think he was more caught off guard by the whole play as well because he didn't even make a call. And I'm like, yeah. What's going on here? You take my first baseman, now we had to play on the ball, and you're not going to call interference. And yet, you know, this year we've seen interference called on infield flies to end games. So it was quite interesting. They got it right. They got the call right. But, yeah, our field plays really, wide in foul territory, and those dugouts are just – they're just open dugouts. You know, there's no railing.
Yeah.
Like, you can sit on the top step, and he just – decided, hey, I'm not going to get hit by this ball. It's coming at me, and I'm going to get out of here. And yeah, lined him up and took him out.
So. Awful.
Talking to Mark Kotze, and Mark, obviously a big part of your job is player development. And I know they do that a lot of that in the minor leagues, but you've got some younger guys on your roster. We were just talking about Brent Rooker and his brief appearance with the Padres. Obviously, AJ Preller saw something in him when he acquired him from the Twins, but didn't work out here. What's the key to sometimes just unlocking, you get to the big leagues, all these guys have talent, but unlocking it on the next level and doing what he's been able to do for you guys has been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought Rooker up. I mean, he was our all-star last year. And when we got him, he was the last guy to make the roster in spring training. I remember sitting in San Francisco, we did a Bay Bridge series right before we break for, from camp, and telling him he made the team was the start of his journey. And when you talk about player development, I mean, we're big leaguers, right? They're big leaguers. We're not developing at the big league level. But we are definitely in a process where, we're going through some change here in Oakland. And that's obviously, it's very evident of where our organization is right now. But to give him 500 at-bats last year is really what he needed. And when you guys acquired him, the Padres got him, I mean, you guys, had to have success now. And these type of players that get moved, he was, I think, waiver wired from Minnesota or Kansas City. Like, he's had a journey and he's never stuck, but he hasn't stuck because he didn't have the consistent at-bats where he could actually, go through a 35, 40 at-bat slump. And we, we had that opportunity to allow him to grow and go through that time frame. And here he is in year two of a full season again, putting up some really good numbers.
It's crazy to think about, too, Kotze. You've been around the game a long, long time, man. Crazy to think about how many of those guys might have fallen through those cracks when it comes to getting a shot in the big leagues and just not having the opportunity, like you said, to go through a 40 AB slump. No one's really given that these days. And think about some of the guys maybe you played with or came up with. It's like, man, had they been given a chance with another organization, who knows? Sky's the limit for some of those dudes.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's part of the game, part of the change. It's really difficult now to get to the big leagues and have, immediate success. We saw that this year with, Holiday with the Orioles being brought up. And we're seeing it even with, you know, I know you guys had the Diamondbacks in. I haven't looked at what Carroll did over the weekend against you guys, but, you know, he's another player in his second year. We've got a second year player named Zach Gelof that has had his, you know, struggles this season as well, where he came up last year, had immediate impact, a lot of success for 4 months, and these first 2 months, and just haven't been able to put it together.
I know Tyler Nevin's been up and down with you a little bit this season. Does Dad ever, you know, give you a call to talk about how Tyler's doing? How does that work?
Daddy ball?
No. Tyler laid the groundwork still, and I couldn't talk very much.
Okay.
So, Tyler's another example, guys. You know, a player that we acquired from Baltimore. You know, he got off to a really hot start, and then things didn't go well. And, you know, we decided to make a move, which is really tough because you guys mentioned, like, Phil and I are really close. So those relationships, you separate those relationships from, you know, the baseball side of performance and business side of things, which is hard to do. But, no, Tyler's still with us. He's in AAA right now. And, you know, he'll most likely have another shot and opportunity to get back here. And impact this club at some point.
Talking to A's skipper Mark Kotze here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, and I look at the record 26-41, and you know, it's funny. I've known you a little bit, I follow you, and I think about you a lot and what you've been tasked with in Oakland. And knowing you, the competitor that you are, I don't know that you want to hear, man, you've really done a great job. I feel like in your mind, you're like, I've lost 41 games. We've lost 41 games this year. I know what expectations were. Day one, spring training. How did you address your team, Mark, saying, look, you know, was it like the Lou Brown? Like, nobody expects us to do anything. Let's, you know, let's shove it down their throats. How did that work?
Yeah, no, you don't go that direction, but more of just, hey, you know, we're out to win as many games as possible, and we'll, you know, look up at the end of the season, and as long as we've done, you know, our preparation, we've had incremental growth. Like, you know, we're going to do our best to compete in this division. I mean, we have two World Series champions sitting in our division, in the Astros and the Rangers, which, you know, and Seattle's had four winning seasons. So, you know, we do have a young roster. We brought some veteran guys in. Our April, you know, our first seven games didn't start out great. We were 1-6. And then we, you know, we started to really do things right. We started to pitch well. We started to play defense well. We had a rotation that was together for 38 days that we put together this offseason and really identified some guys that would come in and not just help our young pitchers, but help us, you know, manage games. And that was, you know, Ross Stripling and Alex Wood and Paul Blackburn. And all those guys now are on the IL. So we've been kind of decimated, you know, with injuries in terms of a small market team and what we can do and providing depth. Depth comes from a lot of young guys and inexperienced guys, which, you know, is hard. It's hard at the big leagues right now to come up and like I said, have immediate impact and success. But we've actually gotten some good starts from some young guys. You know, JP Sears is one of our starters that made 32 starts last year, his rookie year, and he's still on track. He's made every start this season. And you'll see a kid tonight, you know, Joey Estes, that's going to start, I think, maybe his sixth or seventh start in the big league. So, you know, we are where we're at, but we definitely go out and prepare, and we've definitely played better baseball this season. We're more competitive than we were last year. And that shows the growth that we're looking for, that you know, at the end of the day can lie down and say, hey, I, you know, we put our best foot forward. We're preparing to win each day, and we're really focused on the details of the game.
Of course, the one guy I'm most excited to see is also the guy I hope we don't see at all.
Correct.
Over the next 3 days. That is Mason Miller.
My
goodness. When did you guys kind of know you had something here? What's his story? And just kind of tell me a little bit about Mason Miller here.
He's tired, though. I think he needs a few days, is what I heard through the grapevine. He's very, very worn down.
Bad fish tacos last night.
Bad fish tacos, yeah.
Mason, you know, we got fortunate to be able to draft Mason. We took a chance on him, you know, and last season when he came up, he was a starter, made a few starts, had some elbow issues. We had to shelf him for a while, brought him back at the end of the season just to make sure he was healthy and get his confidence back. And we used him in a role where he pitched three innings every fifth day, really just to see where his arm strength was and see how he would finish the season. Going into the off season, our GM and myself talked about maximizing his impact for this team and trying to keep him healthy for a full season. And we felt best that we moved him to the back end of the bullpen. We didn't know that he would emerge as this type of closer this quickly, but he's really embraced the role. He's a special kid. He's got a special arm, and I'm hopeful that we can at least use him 2 out of 3 games this season.
Well, I hope not.
Three days.
Absolutely. It's so weird because I root for Mark so much, and but not for the next 3 days. I can't. I don't want to see him. I just don't want to see him. He's so nasty. What's he like as a because he seems, I mean, like a really, really, you have to be a closer, but he seems like a gnarly competitor.
Yeah, no, he is. He's intense. He's intense, but, he's just embraced this role so well. And you guys know this. I mean, my relationship with Trevor Hoffman, and Trevor's one of my best friends. Like, we communicate a lot about bullpen, and we communicate a lot about, the roles down there and the importance of routines. And so, I kind of reached out to Trev early on in this process, and he's been great with Mason, which Mason has been so thankful for just that relationship as well. So,
Mark, before we go, just how's you? How's life, family, everything? How's everything treating you?
You know, life's good. I can't complain. I'm getting to do what I dreamed of doing, and, 1 of 30 jobs. Blessed to be in that seat and, grinding to get this organization back to where it belongs. And there's been a lot of adversity, a lot of challenges, but, there's direction now, and we're excited about that.
Awesome, man. Love to the family, and hope to see you soon. And, just sit on Miller for a while. Save something for the long haul, all right?
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Mark Kotze, manager of the Oakland A's.